Well, David Shearer, the head of the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, he visited Bentiu on Wednesday, and his main message was that the mission maintains what he called a zero-tolerance approach to the militarization of the camps for people displaced by conflict. The mission, of course, wants the camps to remain civilian in nature. As you know, some 115,000 people are currently living in Bentiu Camp, which is the mission's largest protection of civilians site, or POC.
Is this militarization of camp a problem?
It's certainly of concern to the mission. Last month, 22 men were taken into custody by Mongolian peacekeepers after they tried to break into the camp to seek shelter from fighting. They were with other armed men who ran into the bush once they were confronted. Now, Mr. Shearer met with community leaders in Bentiu and told them that the only way to keep women and children safe in this camp, and indeed all civilians in need of protection, is to make sure the camps do not become militarized. And that means no weapons, no guns, knives, machetes, and no military uniforms. There are also regular surprise searches by UN police officers to look for weapons in the POC, but I think the attempted break-in shows how difficult it can be to maintain the civilian nature of the camp. Mr. Shearer commended the community leadership in the camp for their support to UNMISS in protecting civilians and urged them to continue working with UN police UNPOL to improve the security situation in the protection site.
To what extent are POC sites a key part of the mission's mandate to protect civilians?
They're obviously very important, Sani Martin. UNMISS currently protects some 218,000 people in seven POC sites across the country where people have fled due to the ongoing conflict in South Sudan. The UNMISS head said that undoubtedly the mission has saved tens of thousands of lives by providing these sanctuaries from violence. But ultimately, he added, a longer-term solution needs to be found so that these people can return home and live productive lives. Now, you have to remember that there are many more people outside the POC sites who need protection. And UNMISS is, of course, aware of the importance of getting to those people too. And Mr. Shearer reiterated that only those civilians in imminent danger and whose lives are at risk should be sheltering in these sites.
And what is UNMISS doing to help people go back home?
UNMISS is stepping up peacekeeping patrols outside many of its POC sites to build confidence for local people to return home. Now, that goes hand in hand with efforts of humanitarian agencies to provide targeted assistance to surrounding communities to support that return. And we're already seeing that in Bentiu people are going home. The number of residents in the site has dropped from around 120,000 at the beginning of the year to 115,000 now. Ultimately, what people need to be able to return home is peace. That's clear. And UNMISS is actively supporting any initiatives which help to build a durable peace in this country.
The first deployment of the Regional Protection Force, or the RPF, has already started. What more can you tell me?
Yes, last weekend, 120 Rwandan peacekeepers arrived as part of the force, which we know as the RPF. The presence of the RPF peacekeepers means that other UN peacekeepers will be able to carry out more patrols along routes like the Juba Bor and Juba Nimule roads, and thus provide more protection to civilians. As you know, Sani Martin, there have been many deadly attacks on civilian convoys on those roads. I can also announce that work has begun on constructing the new site at Durupi South that the government has provided UNMISS for RPF troops.
And the Indian peacekeepers are doing work which could have what has been described as a long-term impact on the people of Malakal.
Indeed, yes. Emergency repairs carried out by UN peacekeepers at Malakal Airport in the Upper Nile region of South Sudan will have a long-term impact on the local population, according to a senior military officer of UNMISS. The Indian Horizontal Military Engineering Company recently rehabilitated approximately 2 kilometers of the airport runway in the town, following an inspection by air safety experts who found serious and threatening damage on the runway surface. Using heavy engineering vehicles and other heavy-duty equipment, the team repaired sections of the landing tarmac to allow air operations to resume.
And we understand that they have received praise from various quarters.
Yes, they have. The UNMISS sector commander, Brigadier General G, said the emergency repairs would have a long-term impact on Malakal and applauded the engineers for a job well done. The prompt and timely response by the UN mission was appreciated also by the airport management and government officials from the region. Now, with over 50 daily landings and takeoffs, the airport is used by the United Nations to transport peacekeepers and cargo. It's also used by humanitarian aid workers, local government officials, and other travelers. With poor road networks in the Upper Nile region, the airport in Malakal serves as a lifeline connecting the town to other parts of the country, especially in the rainy season.
And the International Youth Day is marked on Saturday. How important is this day?
In a country like South Sudan, it's extremely important. Young people, along with women, are always most affected during conflict. A large proportion of the over 3.5 million people who have been displaced by the conflict are children. Now, the fighting has driven those children from their homes, schools and communities. They've been subjected to violence, malnutrition and disease. Also, with traditional social structures damaged, children are increasingly vulnerable to violence and to sexual abuse and exploitation. And the longer the conflict goes on, the worse it will get. So we're really looking at a lost generation here. The theme of International Youth Day 2017 is Youth Building Peace, which of course is very apt for this country at this time. The current generation of youth, and I'm talking globally here, Sani, is the largest in history, and young people often comprise the majority in countries marked by armed conflict or unrest. Therefore, considering the needs and aspirations of the youth in matters of peace and security is an absolute imperative, and their inclusion is key to building and sustaining peace.